man. Amen. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and beloved, we know He's coming soon. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return in power and in great glory to set up His kingdom to rule and reign here upon the earth for the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. And this is the Word of God. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, this is the truth found in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. The Lord Jesus Christ will return to earth to set up His kingdom to rule and reign upon the earth, as we've been studying over here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament and study along with us. And if you do not have a New Testament, we would like to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. It will contain all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. We'll also send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. We'll send you a 2008 pocket calendar, and we'll send you other Christian literature, some gospel tracts, the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course, and if you complete all four of our Bible correspondence courses, which is absolutely free, we will mail you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. All of these materials are yours and available to you free of charge. All you need to do in taking our Bible course is to answer the answer sheets and mail back those answer sheets to us. We will send you the rest of Course 1 along with the graded answer sheets. And once you've completed that, we'll give you a certificate of completion. We'll send you the next complete Bible course. And each one of those will be sent to you in the complete Bible course 2, 3, and 4. And once you've completed each Bible course, you send back to us the answer sheets. We'll grade those answer sheets. We'll give you a certificate of completion. And once you've completed all four, we will send you that free Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible in one volume. Now, you need our mailing address, and we have a new mailing address, and so if you have a pencil or paper handy, I want to give you this new mailing address so you can write to us and so you can start taking that free Bible correspondence course. Our mailing address is capital K, capital C, space, capital LEONARDI. That's K.C. Leonardi. That's the one that's in charge of our mailing ministry now. K.C. Leonardi. K.C., capital K, capital C, and then a space, and then capital LEONARDI. K.C. Leonardi. On the next line, you will write this address, 1-6 7, space, capital A-L-T-O, that's Alto, and space, and then capital R-O-A-D. That's 167 Alto Road. And then on the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio. capital IGNACIO, comma, capital C, capital O, period, then 81137. That's our mailing address, plus on the last line you will put capital U, capital S, capital A. That's the abbreviation for United States of America. It's very important that you have that on your letter. If you do not have that on your letter, we will not receive your letter. And so, remember, there's four lines to our mailing address. K.C. Leonardi, 167 Alto Road, Ignacio, Colorado, 81137, USA, United States of America. That's our mailing address. We do appreciate your letters that you send to us. Now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to try to finish up here in chapter 2 today. We've been discussing this man who will rise up on the scene and the events that will lead up to this. First of all, he says there will come a falling away from the truth. Men and women who know the truth will be led astray by the enticements of sin, by the deception of sin in the world, by the wickedness and the ungodliness that will increase in the world. And, beloved, it looks like we've arrived. For this is what's taking place in the world today. We see many are turning away from serving the Lord as they once did, to being involved in the world system and being involved in other things, so that they're drifting away from serving the Lord God. There comes a falling away first, he says in verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, and he's speaking of the day of Christ. Remember, Satan's having his day now. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's spoken of as the god of this world. Satan is working overtime this day and age to deceive and blind the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls, and keep them from the knowledge of the true and the living God, and keep them from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. He's devised many false religions, religions of death that will doom and damn man to a Christless eternity. And they're sincere religions, but they're religions that lead to hell and the lake of fire, because outside of the name of Jesus, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby men may be saved and born again and delivered from the judgment and wrath of Almighty God. So Satan is at work leading people astray. Secondly, the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's in verse 3. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, Paul states. And now ye know with what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time, this man of sin. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. And remember, those are Old English words written in this original translation. The letteth will let means hindereth will hinder. Only he who now hindereth will hinder until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, as we read over in Revelation chapter 19 last time. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, he will have supernatural power given to him by Satan. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so, beloved, we see this is going to be a terrible and awful time of judgment that will come upon the earth. And if you will turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, we'll see just a little bit more information about this man of sin who will come up on the scene. In Revelation, chapter 13, the last book of the Bible, beginning with verse 1 of Revelation 13, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea." The sea represents the sea of humanity. "I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea of humanity, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy." And these are the powers that will help bring this man into prominence. These are the nations representative of the 10 nations that will help bring this man into a position of power. "And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon," which is Satan, Revelation 12. You notice in Revelation, if you look back to Revelation 12, verse 9, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." That's who's spoken of here in verse 2 as the dragon. That's Satan, gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. That is, his power, his throne, and great authority is given to him by Satan, who is spoken of in the Scriptures as the god of this world. Verse 3, "And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Remember, this one, the beast, is going to have supernatural power, and he is going to be wounded even unto death, and yet he will be restored to life, and the world will wonder after the beast. Verse 4, "And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast." That is, people are going to worship the devil, and already there's much Satan worship that's going on in the world we're living in, much occult practices that are taking place and are occurring. And there's books being written under the inspiration of Satan that are drawing many people into its snare. Here in the United States of America, we have a book that's being used to draw many children into the snare of this wicked one. And this book is being published around the world that's written for children, and children are being drawn into this snare, and it's teaching people occultic practices and teaching them occultic powers. And so we see the world's getting ready for worshiping the devil and worshiping the beast. Verse 4, "They worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" Yes, the world will follow after the beast. "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's where we get the 3.5 years, the last 3.5 years that we've been talking about. Join us again next time, beloved. Until then, goodbye.